Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Physiotherapist Aisling Frawley, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Aisling. You're going to tell us today about mattresses, pillows, general bedding and how they can help us get a good night's sleep or not, and help or hinder back pain. So tell us first, what's happening our back and our neck when we're asleep?
So I suppose I always talk to patients about alignment when you sleep, because it's where most of our recovery comes from. We spend quite a lot of time asleep, if you think about it, like 6 to 8 hours, you know, a night. So it's very important that we try and get ourselves into a good position so that we can rest and de-stress and recover and ensure that we're right as rain when we wake up the following morning.
So what's a good position?
So I suppose it depends on, everyone has their own, you know, opinions or, and positions they like to sleep in. But I try and ensure that people try and sleep on their side if possible, because it aids your airway. So those who snore, possibly over on one side, and as well, your spine has its own natural curve. So we're trying to ensure that we continue those natural curves throughout the night. So you can imagine if you're sleeping on your tummy, you're maybe pressing through your lower back a little bit and your neck is probably over twisted to one side. So sleeping on your side is probably the best.
And what about arm position? There's a lot of talk on social media about T-Rex arms when we're asleep. Is this another thing I have to start worrying about now?
I think we can probably forget about the T-Rex arms. I think it more so boils down to the circulation. So, I mean, waking up in the morning, if your arm is completely numb or dead or your hands are freezing cold underneath you, you've probably slept on your arm a little bit too wrong. But that's more so what I'd be concerned about when you wake up, is that you don't wake up in ache and pain. And that you're, you know, you're not numb or feeling tingly in your fingers when you wake up, because you probably are sleeping with your arms too close to you.
Okay, so you know if the arm position is wrong fairly quickly, yeah.
So
can the
right
mattress then help with back pain and help us get a good night's sleep?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we look for support when we're sleeping. So it's nearly like the mattress is trying to come up to meet you when you're sleeping, rather than it's sinking beneath you. So like I said at the start, it's all about your natural curves of your spine. So giving yourself the best support. So nearly like what you'd want is like a hybrid style mattress where you've got firm but soft. And I know that's mildly counterintuitive, but it's where you nearly need the mattress to allow you to have those curvatures, but you don't want them to be overstressed or pressured either.
Yeah, you kind of know yourself, that balance between comfort and support, don't you? It's a kind of a Goldilocks situation. Sometimes you know it's just a bit too hard, and sometimes then it's giving too much.
And I'm sure we've all, you know, you have your mattress at home and you sleep really nicely at home. You go to another, you know, you might be on holiday or something, you sleep on another mattress, you feel, you know, really bad the next day. So you know you're doing the right thing if the mattress that you're getting the best sleep and the longest sleep in is the one for you.
And how do we know when it's time to get a new mattress?
Well, I suppose it's probably about the lumps and bumps and whether the mattress is actually like completely sunken into your own natural body's position throughout the night. So I'd give your mattress a feel, whether, you know, it's even sinking when you do get up in the morning. So you're sitting at the edge of the bed and your mattress is nearly sinking. It's not supporting to give you that ability to move up out of the bed. Lumps and bumps, whether you can feel your springs, they're probably the things I would watch out for.
And obviously
as well, if you're waking up in pain the following day, you know, that's not what you want. So your mattress probably needs to be changed then.
So now, a lot of people know buy mattresses online, so probably can't do the whole jumping on them in a shop and everything. What should we be looking for when buying one? You hear people talk about memory foam now, which is dear, but some people do swear by it.
Yeah, I mean, memory foam is good. I think you're probably more so better off looking for the hybrid stuff. Again, it depends on what way you sleep. So I'm nearly sure that when you look at mattresses, it'll tell you exactly, like first said sleepers, if you sleep on your side, you do want the spine to have its natural curve. So you want you probably want more of a hybrid, like a medium firm, like a spring plus memory foam. If you sleep on your back, you probably want more so memory foam. But in general, I think the best things to look out for is that, you know, you can try the mattress and return the mattress if it doesn't suit you.
But the hybrid sounds like the sweet spot for most people,
yeah,
then, is it?
I would go with the hybrid, yeah.
Okay, so pillows now, and like pillows can be a World War III with your pillows all the time. And some nights they seem okay, and another night you're like, how do I ever sleep in this pillow? You're saying it's the height of them that's important, yes?
Yeah, it definitely is the height of them. So, you know, you kind of have to, it's trial and error. It's a play around with your pillows kind of a situation in the bed and figure out what suits you best. I try and say to my patients, if you're struggling with the height of your pillow, when you stand up in general, your spine is quite aligned. So you have your nose all the way down through your chest bone into your belly button and down into your, you know, your pubic bone area.
Yeah.
So when you lie down, that should generally still be the same alignment. So your shoulders in line with your pelvis and the same with your head. So if you place your fingers between your shoulder and your ear, you measure the distance between that space with your hand. When you lie down, the space should be the same. So if you lie on your back, you don't want your head too high because you're going to strain the front of your neck. If you're lying on your tummy, you don't want your neck completely twisted over to the side and too high because, again, you're going to probably end up with a crick in the neck the next morning. And then if you lie on your side, you don't want your ear to be squished too far down towards your shoulder or vice versa. So I think playing around with the height and having a couple of pillows maybe in the bed to hand is probably the best way to do it.
And should we be going for flatter pillows or the more thicker ones? Like, do you want them kind of harder or softer? I suppose everyone has their own preferences, don't they?
Exactly. And that's the thing. I think it does come down to preference. And I think as well, your alignment situation. So, you know, if you're sleeping on your tummy, you definitely want a flat pillow. If you're sleeping on your back, you probably want a little bit more of a firmer pillow. If you're sleeping on your side, you can generally have one that's moldable, so you can kind of nearly tuck it in underneath you a little bit. So again, it's kind of trial and error.
Okay. Physiotherapist Aisling Frawley, thank you very much for that.
Thanks so much.